Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second, the third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third, the left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second, the right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third, the center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ben Carr. And now, play ball. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Sewell interferes with Dykes, who is awarded first base. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Fuchter applying the tag. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Spurgeon. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Summa reaches second base with a double. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Lee reaches second base with a double. Summa scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wahlberg, and towards Dykes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to third. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wahlberg. Lee scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Fred Hammock now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Cochran settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cochran. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up beyond second. Dykes can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a line drive towards first. Burns catches it and throws to second to double up Cochran. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galloway moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galloway scores. Hammock moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Hale reaches second base with a double. Hammock scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bert Cole now pitching. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is called out on strikes. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Summa is hit by the pitch. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive towards first. Poole reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hammock strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive beyond short. Sewell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fuchter moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Hammock fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuchter moves to third. Spurgeon moves to second. One out. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole juggles the ball. That's an error on Poole. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Speaker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Feuchter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Feuchter reaches second base with a double. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Stan Baumgartner now pitching. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon is walked intentionally. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Feuchter scores. Spurgeon goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgartner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. George Uhel pinch hits for Homer Summa. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Uhel reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. Cole goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Indians. Charlie Jameson pinch runs for George Uhel. Art Stokes now pitching. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Cliff Lee. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNulty. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. McNulty steals second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stokes fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stokes. Jameson scores. McNulty moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-3, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNulty scores. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 12-3, Indians. Joe Klugman pinch runs for George Burns. Charlie Berry now catching. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Joe Klugman now playing first base. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 2 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klugman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Poole for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Walt French now playing left field. Frank Welch now playing right field. Red Smith now playing shortstop. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dyke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Gautreau now playing second base. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Speaker bunts towards third. Hale picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hale. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of French. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Speaker scores. It's 13-3, Indians. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 14-3, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stokes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Spurgeon steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-3 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cy Perkins now playing third base. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stokes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Art Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0-for-1 in the game. Stokes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau strikes out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.